Cotton blasts Biden for calling Rittenhouse a white supremacist, Dems always revert to name-calling. By Trent Baker on November 11, 2021. Thursday on FNC's Fox and Friends, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, took aim at President Joe Biden for suggesting Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist in 2020. Rittenhouse is currently on trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin, for 6 charges, including first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree reckless homicide and first-degree attempted intentional homicide. Cotton said Democrats always revert to name-calling when they are losing arguments. He added it is their go-to move. I want to focus on what Joe Biden said last year, which is calling this young man a white supremacist based on a few seconds of video, Cotton stated. As I often say when there's a shooting like this, you shouldn't jump to conclusions based on some video circulating on social media. You should allow all the facts to be collected and make a reasoned judgment. But when Joe Biden called Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist last year, it really was just the go-to move of the Democrats. He continued, they do this all the time when they're losing an argument on the merits. They don't like parents going to school boards to protest what their kids are learning or school closures, so these parents are called racists. They don't like that Virginians elected Republicans last week. They condemned Virginian voters as racist. They don't like the United States Constitution or the norms and the customs of the United States Senate, so they call it racist. They are constantly losing arguments with the American people and then they just revert to name-calling towards their opponents. It's not a sign of a party that's strong or healthy. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.